Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Wednesday, 4th of July, happy 4th of July. And if you're listening, you're on point, and we welcome you to the OPT Network. Our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. And you know what, DC, this morning, we welcome all of our listeners, not only from around the country, but we welcome all of those who are visiting Central Louisiana from your prospective homes. We say good morning to you. Happy 4th of July. And yes, we are working this morning. You know why we're working? Because it's really not work at all. Well, today people are celebrating the 4th of July. People are going to be doing parades, fireworks, the mall, great sales. Remember to visit Dillard's in the Alexandria Mall, one of our great partners. And family reunions. And you know what? What an amazing time it is. And yesterday we talked about the heat. And this morning we're going to be talking about the heat, but in a different way. We're talking about hot topics, real women, real talk. And I want to welcome my sister friends to the studio this morning, Dr. Demetria Senegal, Chantel Harrell. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And you know what? This conversation this morning, just, you know, DC and I get together and he says, you know what, we just need, you know, we need some women to come in and talk about some real issues that's happening, things that people are going through. And, you know, Demetria, yesterday when you were in, we were talking about the race and we were talking about women conceding, but there's so many things that are going on with us. And I can't get past this book that I read, Call the Shift. And it's like we were all on the same page this morning about shifting and about our lives changing. And each of us are in that space in time that things are just shifting. Let's talk about your shift, Demetria, first of all.
Okay. As we were talking before, when I decided to become a physician, I actually thought for 14 years of my life, from age 9 on up, that I was actually going to be a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
The road had been set. I had lost two of my cousins, one Terrence as a neonate, the other Trenica as a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
But the way God works is he'll sometimes give you that silent little whisper that says, no, you're not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a third year, he had told me, you're supposed to be a family medicine doc. And I said, no,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a pediatrician. And he said, no. And I had to go into the belly of the whale like Jonah because
wow.
I was disobedient. And for about three and a half years, he put me in a holding pattern until I came to the realization that I was going to be a family medicine doctor.
Wow. And so you had to make the shift.
I had to make that shift. And, you know, after going through residency, I was employed. That opportunity did not work out. It was very heartbreaking for me. In leaving there, I had to leave, you know, I left. And when I left, my patients were unaware of where I was going. I spent many nights crying because I had left my patients.
Mm-hmm.
My husband says, don't talk about that, don't say that. But I care about my patients, and I would worry about them. And it took me a long time to get over that, but God had to give me a peace of mind that, you know, he's God, and he's going to take care of them. And, you know,
right.
I would see my patients some, you know, again.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make that transition. I made the transition from a family medicine physician to working into an urgent care, which was different for me. And then now I've made a transition full circle, kind of back to now I'm at an assistant professor of clinical family medicine at LSU Health Science Center at the Huey P. Long and England Air Park. And it's funny how God will bring you full circle if you wait, because initially I wanted to be a family medicine physician that did both inpatient hospital and outpatient, but initially the practice that I was in would only do outpatient. And I kept asking God, you know, why did you put me, you know, why did you tell me go to this particular practice? And it was a whisper, you go here. And when I was like, oh, I don't know, it was like, you go here.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain places, there were always some type of challenge, something that I had to persevere through.
Mm-hmm.
As I went through that, it's like, I think it's in James somewhere, in First James, like around chapter 1, chapter 2, where he tells you you're going to go through some trials and tribulations,
right.
But count it on joy, because these things are going to help you to build your character and to build your faith and
right.
to build who you are, and it's going to prepare you for the future. And I had to go through that preparation state.
Right.
And it was just constant shifting.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Chantel, we've been talking about this a lot when we all get together, because I feel in the spirit realm that so many people, especially women, are in that place of transition or shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're transitioning and shifting as well. Let's talk about how you're dealing with the shift and the transition in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carlette, it's a very scary place sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to leave our comfort zone. Change is scary, it's inevitable, but the shift is necessary in order to get where God has already predestined us to be.
Now, let me stop you right there,
because
you said something that most believers don't want to say, scary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fearful. And the Bible talks about, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear,
but
of power, love, and of a sound mind.
Right.
But we're human and we're natural.
Right.
And because the unknown, the uncertainty is scary.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people just stay where they are, not because they're happy. They want more. They want to transition and to make the shift. But it's scary. Economically, they may not be ready. You know, educationally, they may not be ready. So it's a fearful thing. But if you're feeling, if someone is feeling in their spirit that there's more for me, I want to do more, I would just encourage them just to go to God in prayer, and he will give you a path that you should take. And once you take your direction from God, just go on that path and go confidently and boldly and rest in your spirit, know in your spirit that he's going to do everything that he's promised you.
That's right.
And that shift will be a lot easier.
And, you know, we were talking about it, you know, before the show, and we were all saying, especially as women that are smart women, that are confident, that go out and get what they want, sometimes we can have all the answers. We can have all the verbiage. We can have all the scriptures. But do we really apply what we're talking about, what we're saying? Do we really apply that to make the shift? And somebody's probably saying, Carlette, what's up with you and these conversations on shifting? Well, what's up with me is that I really, really want people to put it on the front of their mind that it's not just enough to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get down to the business of being about it. And so I know, Demetria, you're in a place where you're shifting, had some scary things happen, didn't know. Chantel, you're in a place of shifting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? Push past the fear and just do it.
Well, for me, and I think for everybody, you know, that fear comes from the part of you that's human, like Chantel was saying, from the flesh. But you have to, like, you have to realize that God's word gives you provisions for those times where your flesh wants to take over. And, you know, in Philippians 1, verse 6, it says that, you know, when God puts something in your heart, he puts this dream, he puts this vision in your heart. If it's his will for your life, and he is going to complete that until the day that Christ comes back. So if that's his will for your life and you're doing his will, he's going to make provisions for you to do that. Even when it's scary, he's going to give you the strength and the courage to do it, what it is you need to do.
And, you know, one of the things that Beverly Flaxington talks about in her book, Making the Shift, she said, write those things down that are stopping you. You know, a lot of people would say, I don't have enough education. I don't have enough money to start my business. I wanted to go back to college, but, you know, write down all of those roadblocks, all of those things that are stopping you or hindering you, and then begin to jump over those hurdles one at a time. Because what will happen ultimately is that what we're finding on this journey called life is that people, Chantel, get broken by the burdens of their youth.
Yes, they do, Carlette. And it, so many times we allow what has happened to us years and years, or what someone said to us, and those negative things that have been deposited into our spirit, we allow that to hinder us. But we've just got to come to a place and say, you know what, no matter what I've been through, I'm going to go forward and I'm going to accomplish my dreams. And that's so easy said. It's so easy said.
Right.
But my mom told me something, and it just really stuck within my spirit, and I'd just like to share it with everyone.
Sure.
And she said that God will supply, but you must apply.
Ooh.
God will supply.
I'm writing that down.
God will supply everything that you need, your plan of action, those opportunities. He'll begin to open those doors for you. He'll begin to lead you and guide you where you should go. But you must apply. And and what that means is simply doing those things that are in our control, getting the education we need, preparing ourselves, overcoming that fear, getting our financial situations together. And once we do that, he'll take care of the rest.
Wow. And isn't it so powerful, as you're talking about moms, that when your mom co-signs for what you're doing, doesn't that make it all the better? It's like when your mom says that you can do it and she puts her stamp of approval on it, it's like, I'm gonna be all right. Because, you know, it's like your mom can see something in the spirit realm maybe that you can't see. But doesn't it just give you a sense of peace and comfort?
It does.
And so for you, Chantel, in your business and making the shift, where do you think you are right now?
Wow. Where I am right now, Carlette, is just complete confidence in what God has spoken to me.
Wow.
And just complete confidence in the abilities that he's already given me. And I'm just trusting in him. And that sounds like such a cliche, but I'm to a place, God, if you don't open the door, it's not going to get open.
Wow.
That's where I am.
Let's take a break here. That is powerful. And you know what? When you said that, Chantel, that gave me courage. That's powerful. You're on point, everybody. Real women, real topics, real conversation. It's the 4th of July weekend, and we want you to stay on point.
That's powerful.
Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local Pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this ministry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for 60 years. Get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone for more information is 318-448-8600. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are in Rapides Parish to support you and all of your insurance needs. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. And if you're just joining us on this 4th of July, not a weekend, a weekday, we're just having real conversation with real women, really trying to encourage you as well as encouraging ourselves. Because ladies, I think sometimes that maybe we don't take the opportunity to encourage each other enough. And it's just like Angie Stone said in the playback, and when we spoke to her, we were talking about the fact that she had been instrumental as a singer and as an artist in the lives of so many women that had just catapulted into superstardom. When she herself she had some success, mm-hmm. but she didn't have the Alicia Keys right. and the Beyonce success, mm-hmm. the kind of successes that she had been instrumental in helping with. Right. And so we talked about the idea of jealousy, and what it brings me back to is our conversation yesterday, Demetria, about mm-hmm. Jeneba Tarmo leaving the race. Mm-hmm. She was an Olympic athlete. They ran the 100-meter dash. She and her teammate Allison Felix. Well, there was a photo finish tie. I mean, times identical. They finished like 1/1000th of a second, you know, apart. And so they were going to have a runoff Monday night. Their trainers, they trained together. They had the same coach. And so Jeneba said to the media and to the people around her, I don't feel a peace about it. So she pulls out of the race. And she says to Allison Felix, her friend and her teammate, you go. Because she didn't have a piece about it. So the point of the matter is this. Do we have the intestinal fortitude as women to see other women get ahead and to really help? And I always ask that question because I think it's always left kind of undone. Mm-hmm. And every day, and I talked to DC about this myself, I search my own heart mm-hmm. to make sure that it's right. Do you think that we're growing, ladies, in that area of jealousy?
Mm-hmm. I think in many ways that we are, as a community and as women, in many ways that we are. But once again, it all depends on where you are in your spirituality. Are you that carnal Christian or are you the mature Christian? The carnal Christian staying in the flesh, you know, being in the world, or are you that kind of Christian that is mature, or what phase of that carnality are you in? So it all depends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spiritually it depends, because your spiritual, the way you are spiritually is going to, it's going to guide the way that you're going to react,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not that flesh is going to take over.
What do you say about it, Chantel?
I think, Carlette, that whatever is for you in your life, no one else can touch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be for you.
Mm-hmm. So, and didn't we say that yesterday?
Yes.
Uh-huh. If it's for you, it's for you.
That's right.
God has.
But can we rest in that, though? Can we really rest in that? Because let me tell you something.
Yes.
As I was reading, and I read all these books, and I read every word of them. As I was reading Reva Timms' book, she was the wife of Zachary Timms. They had a big mega ministry in Florida. He died, an apparent, you know, drug overdose. No real proof of that because they hadn't released the autopsy, but that's what the indication shows. And when she talked about some of the things that were going on in her life and things that had happened, she talked about the heart, and the Bible talks about the heart being secretly wicked. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what, in our everyday journeys, mm-hmm. I'm finding myself personally that I got to search my heart. To make
motives.
Sure that my motives.
Your motives. The Bible talks about that.
Yes.
You have to search your,
search
motives.
Your motives.
Because you can hide your motives.
Exactly.
Man, you
exactly.
That's right.
And so these conversations for us are so critical because mm-hmm. we know that women are listening. We know that this is a spiritual journey mm-hmm. as well as just a journey of empowerment and encouragement and information. But there are some things, ladies, that we have to search our hearts about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking about just lip service.
Yes.
I'm talking deep, Chantel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what we have to do, Carlette, is just to ask God to reveal those things unto us that may even be hidden from us.
Mm-hmm.
And when they show up in the form of jealousy and insecurity
mm-hmm.
and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see other women and we say, well, who does she think she is? She can't do that.
Right.
And it's not because we don't think that she can't do it. It's because we're insecure.
Ooh.
And we really want to do that. But because of fear or past experiences or insecurity or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then we don't do it. So you're right. It starts with the heart. It starts with us.
And I want to say this. So do you think that we throw rocks at people that are trying?
Oh, absolutely not. Because if you celebrate with other people, then
No, I'm saying, do you think that women secretly throw rocks?
Oh, absolutely.
Secretly
they do.
Throw rocks and hide their hand. Absolutely. And they say they're celebrating with you, but oh, it's no. like it's like Ellen Sherman said, they're really frenemies.
You know,
they're really not your friends. They're your friends, you know, posing.
They're your friends when you're going through the misery, and they can kind of add to that misery, or you're all in the same pot of misery. But it's when you climb out of that misery and the person that God wants you to be, that you see that this friend is not really a friend. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a friend of mine, Dr. Tracy Rivera. She's in Virginia, and we were talking about that yesterday. And we were talking about jealousy and how it rears its ugly head.
Yes.
And I told her, you know, when people become jealous, just like Chantel said, it's an insecurity on their part.
Right.
It has nothing to do with you.
With you.
And see, but now when we talk about jealousy and insecurity on the other person's part, I wonder if we will ever be able to get to a place of truth. Mm. I ain't talking about just the word truth.
Mm.
I mean really unclothing yourself and being gut-wrenchingly honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
I mean, yes, but that comes from, you know, being a spiritual person. That comes from having a relationship with God. That comes from, you know, being able to sit down and...
But we say that, though, Demetria, and we see some of the Christians being some of the worst hypocrites, but
right.
they got all the right scriptures. They can quote them verbatim. You know what I'm saying? And, they sometimes we're the worst.
But God says that, you know, in his word, that it doesn't matter whether or not you can quote these scriptures or not. He says that he wants you to hide his word in your heart. And for me, what that means is that you look at his word, you meditate on his word, and you digest his word. Digesting his word means you start to look at the word and you break it into pieces and you say, okay, you know, this scripture says don't fret because fretting causes harm. It causes evil doing. What does that word fret mean? It means don't worry. Why is God telling me not to worry, not to become anxious about something, or not to fret? And then you start to think about it deeper. What am I worrying about? What's causing me to worry? And when I worry, or when I get angry, or when I do this or do that, you know, what happens when I fret? That usually leads to some type of anxiety when I'm worried about something, or some type of anger. Okay? And then what does that lead me to do? That leads me to open my mouth and say something that I have no business saying. Okay? And then that leads me to hurting somebody or harming somebody or doing something I'm not supposed to be doing, and that leads me to sin.
That's good.
To think about these things and start to meditate on God's word, he will reveal to you, hey, you got a problem with this. I was sitting 3 or 4 days ago, you know, sitting down, reading my Bible, talking to God, and I'm talking to him, and I'm like, Lord, you know I got some issues.
And we all do.
And we all do.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm reading, and he's just like, and I'm reading this passage, Psalm 37, 1 through 8, and I'm reading this, and I'm looking at this fret, and it dawns upon me, wow.
That's
and then he starts bringing out of me, you got a problem with this, you got a problem with that, you got a problem with this, and you got a problem with that. And those things have led you in the past to sin. And you got to apologize to all of these people.
Oh, let me take a break right there. That is some good stuff. You're on point, everybody. It's the 4th of July Wednesday. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this.
Back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. With myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do, you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply, for the benefit of mankind. It will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday, it's July 4th, and I know that you're getting the grills warmed up. You're getting the water slides blown up. And we want you to get ready to go down to Marksville, Louisiana. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later in the show. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They're the credit union with a heart, and they're dedicated to excellence. We talk about car accidents every single day, and we see one almost daily, sometimes multiple accidents. Well, if you've been in a car accident and you're looking for a lawyer that you can really trust that has your best interest at heart, Brian Kubereau and Associates is where you should start. For a free consultation, the number to phone is 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria and St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital really, really working hard to take care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. I'm going to tell you more about mammograms, free mammograms, before the show is over. And our partners at Get Wired Satellites and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT Network on this 4th of July, we're doing something that we absolutely love to do, and that's bringing sister friends in just to encourage each other, to encourage ourselves, and to encourage all of you in just standing. And I believe that that's a word for somebody, just standing. I'm joined by Demetria and Chantel. And ladies, you know what? We just appreciate you guys for spending your morning with us. And, you know, we were just talking about those things that concern every woman. And how, and we're going to keep talking about it because I believe, and I believe, God, that we're going to be able to climb over the hurdles of jealousy, of insensitivity, and we're going to get better. And when we do that, we're going to get stronger as a group of women, and we're going to be better for our communities. We're going to be better for our families. We're going to be better overall. And we were talking during the break about people working and operating in their gift. And if it's, if there's one thing that is my great heart's desire every single day that we open up this microphone, is that we would say something to encourage every single person to find that gift of operation. And Demetria so eloquently put it about the gifts that are working here, but how do we encourage women, Chantel, you think, to find and operate in their gift? How do we do that?
Those things that have been in our spirit for years and years, those things that we are passionate about, those things that motivate us, those things that we would do if no one would give us a dime. Those are your gifts. Those are your talents.
Demetria, she's going to start running.
Yes. That is what God has given to you. It is not a dream. It is not just a fly-by-night idea that someone may tell you that, oh, don't worry about that. You can't do that. God has placed that in your spirit for a reason.
Right.
So begin to journal it. Begin to write it down. What are my dreams? What are my desires? What are my strengths? What am I good at? Pray. Ask God to really, really show you. He'll give you that plan of action and work that plan. Work that plan and watch him work. And that is how we begin to live our dreams, when we begin to see one thing happen and then we get motivated and excited, and then we see another door open and then another door open. And when we begin to live those things that we want to do, Carlette, that is when we won't be so insecure or so jealous of other women.
Wow.
And that has to be a conscious effort. When we see someone that's getting something that they've worked for or that we may even want, we have to stop ourselves and say, you know what? I am not going to get jealous. I'm not going to get impatient. I'm not going to get anxious. I'm not going to talk ill against that person. I'm going to celebrate with them because I know in due season, if I faint not, I will reap. So it has to be intentional. And that's hard to do
I love
because
that.
We say it. we
right.
do that lip service thing.
That's
and
right.
when the time comes, when sister so-and-so gets a new car, our brother so-and-so gets that new house that he's been saving for all of his life, bless his little heart, and he finally gets that house. And we want a house, but we can't get it right because we in the mall spending our money and our credit is wrong.
And you know what? And you believe, and you believe in your heart of hearts that you prayed harder.
Yes.
That you stood
and
longer.
And you deserve it.
And you deserve it more.
That's right.
And how
That's right.
dare God
and
give
how,
it to them first.
Yes. And anyway, and that house is in a bad neighborhood. And that's this and this and this. And there we go, killing people with our mouths.
Ooh.
But we have got to stand and say, God, I'm going to trust you even though I don't see it right now.
Oh.
It's coming. It's coming.
And that's what it's
Man.
About.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Oh, Chantel, yeah. I think
God,
that was God. I felt that.
It's for somebody out there listening. It's for me. It's for you.
Definitely.
It's for Uncle Daniels. It's for all of us.
Uh-huh.
In due season, we shall reap if we faint not.
That's right. Wow.
That is right.
Wow. I have to take a second.
Thank you, Lord.
I just have Thank to take you, a second and just let that resonate in my spirit. Because it's true.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and as even this morning, before we got the show started, I felt such a tension yeah. in the spirit. Mm. And, you know, I just feel that tension. I feel that tension coming, especially from women.
Mm.
The pettiness.
The
jealousy. I just feel it, and I really want women especially, and I'm talking to women because men don't really operate
that way.
That's right.
So I'm saying to you this morning that this show, this conversation, if you've just turned on, it's no accident. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a powerful word that goes forth, that mm-hmm. if you faint not, you will reap your harvest if you don't quit.
That's right.
But you've got to search your heart and look to God for the answers as your
That's
source.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That is so true. And to add to what Chantel said, you know, thinking about the book of Hebrews and what faith is, you know, faith is believing in what you don't see
mm-hmm.
at the present time, but believing that it will come to pass. And believing that God will bring it to pass. And when you're walking in God's will, he will bring that to pass
mm-hmm.
of which he has put in your heart. If he's put something in your heart to do it, he'll bring it to pass.
But the thing of it is that most mm-hmm. of us, when we don't see it, and especially when we see other people that get ahead of us and get in front of us,
right.
and they start to realize their dreams and their goals, then that's when we get discouraged.
Well, you know what? To speak to that, yes. Sometimes, we're all human, but you have to, right, you have to rise above that, and you have to start to look at things as, okay, that's my flesh,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to obey my flesh, because I don't know what that person had to go through in order to
mm-hmm.
get to that. I don't know what seeds they had to sow in order to reap this harvest, and what I have wanted to go back and sow those seeds that they had to sow, the sacrifices, the heartaches, the breaks,
mm-hmm.
that they had to go through in order to reap what they have now. What I have wanted to go through that. You don't know what people go through.
Absolutely. Now,
you know?
I want to change gears a little bit here. I want to talk about women and relationships. And one of the things that I was pondering last night is, have we lowered the bar as women mm-hmm. in our relationships? And Dimitri and I were talking about that because Dimitri just gotten married. It has not been a year.
Yeah, in October 22nd of 2011.
And you waited.
Yes.
You waited, and you were 36 years old.
Yes.
Talk about the journey to that. Give us the short version of the journey.
The short version of the journey. How can I say it? Trauma, drama, and just a whole lot of craziness, you know? Because out there in the world, you have women who are women of standard, and then you have women who have lowered their standards in order to have what they think they should have. And even if it means that they're going to have what we say a piece of a man rather than have no man at all,
mm.
they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they'll disrespect you, disrespect me, disrespect themselves in order to have someone by their side. And I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had situations where I've been dating someone and another female will be dating that same person. or I even had a really bad situation where I was dating this gentleman, and he was actually having an affair with a married woman. Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was having an affair with a married woman.
Wow.
Who had been a friend of mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, but you waited.
Wow.
You.
Wow. And I was like, I want no part of that.
I'm glad you did that, because some women would have been with that person just to have someone.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want no part of that, because this is what I did, and you know, God is good. When I was in my 20s, I sat down and I said, God, what would you want me to have in a mate? And I sat down and I made a list of things. And on top of that list was, that man has to love and obey God.
Wow.
If that man does not love or obey God, that man cannot love me.
That's right.
And, you know, if he doesn't love or obey God, he is not trustworthy. He is not honest. He is not respectful. If he loves and obeys God, I can trust him. I can respect him because he respects himself, and he'll respect me, and he'll respect my body, and he won't have his hands all over me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
And I think there's something to say about waiting and about making sure that our standards are where they should be. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about whether we as women have lowered our standards, or have we maybe placed them so high that no man could ever reach. There's a downside. All right, you're on point, everybody. We'll be back with more after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive, or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment, this hot segment, is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 346-6695. That's area 318. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixsonHasIt.com. If you have been in an accident, a car accident, and you need vehicle repairs, body work, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents. Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. It's July 4th. It's Wednesday. And we want to thank you for being aboard with Real Women, Real Topics, Real Conversation. And we were talking about the whole idea of people coming together and women lowering their standards, or are their standards too high? Well, you know, Demetria, you had an interesting point about that. You said you made a list.
Yes, ma'am.
And before we leave that conversation, mm-hmm. you know, this could be a word for somebody about yeah. what that list kind of should look like and feel like.
Yes. On the top of that list was that the man that I marry has to love Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that man does not love Christ, does not love God, he cannot love himself, he cannot love me, and he cannot love our children. And everything flows from the Father. If this man loves Christ, then he will love himself enough to respect himself and to respect me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about this man going and having sexually immoral actions with another person.
Mm-hmm.
If he loves Christ, then he will be a trustworthy person. His word will count for something.
And you're one of those women that we could say waited, you know, 36 years old in the scheme of things. You know, women are waiting longer.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the wait.
Well, look, it wasn't always easy, I'm sure.
It was not always easy. And there were a lot. It wasn't always easy.
Did you give up? Did you start giving up at some point?
Because
society says, you're.
I had given up many a times. I mean, you know, and then society says, you know, if you're a professional, you have to have these certain standards, and a man, and he needs to be, you know, well dressed, well groomed. He has to have money. You know, my family's going to really like freak out about me saying this, but you know, my family as a physician, my family expected me to marry another physician, an architect, an engineer, someone who was in the professional world. My husband works at Boise Cascade, and he's a wonderful man, when I met him, the only criteria that I looked for was, does this man love God?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only thing that was important to me,
because if he loves God, you know, he's gonna love you. And for you, Chantel, you know, You're going into your seventh year of marriage. And while we're talking about marriage, DC, let's send a shout out to Hank and Jean Williams. Today is their anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Jean, if she's up. Oh, yeah, if she's up. So, Chantel,
Get up, Jean.
So, Chantel, you're in that seventh year.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I guess DC and I are the senior people because we've been married the longest and we're the oldest, and 22 years, he says. And
awesome.
So, but the first for us and for most, the first 3 to 5 years are really the most challenging.
They are, because you're still getting to learn that person. That person is still learning you. And yes, it's a lot of different things going on. But in relationships, you know, you always look for someone that you have a lot of things in common with. You always look for that person who you're equally yoked. How are you going to raise your children, your religion, you know, your beliefs, your different. I mean, it's so many different things. You're trying to mesh two lives and two personalities and two belief systems into one so that you guys can move your marriage forward. And that's a difficult thing to do, because if we choose that person, we can mess up. But if we allow God to choose that person, God is going to give you someone that will accommodate where you're going.
So it's so important, like Dr. Senegal Daniel said, you know, you just have to be patient and you have to wait, and it's difficult. The world will tell you something. It's hard within yourself. Physically, you're going through changes. Emotionally, you're going through changes. But again, we just go back. If you wait in due season, you will reap if you faint not. And now her life, I'm sure, doctor, your life is so happy.
And you know what I want to talk about, too, for those people that are just getting married and that are listening to this conversation, and even people that have been married for a long time. A lot of this happens and people don't realize it or don't talk about it. There is always a jockeying for position. It is a positional sort of concept and idea, whether it's spoken or unspoken. And you really, really have to understand that if you have married a man who is a man,
yes,
he is going to need to be treated like a man and respected like a man. And sometimes as women, especially strong women who make their own money, I was reading an article yesterday where Wendy Williams, the talk show host, was saying, you know, that she enjoyed making her own money, and there was a lot of my. And I'm not going to take that out of context because I don't know what she meant, but I know that when you're in a long-term relationship, you can't have a lot of my.
Yes, you're right. It has to be. It has to be we. It has to be us and ours. And you're right, especially if the woman makes their own money, because
makes more money.
That's right. That's right. So you have to know your role, and you have to, you know, allow the other person to, like you said, be treated like a man, and that man has to allow you to be treated like a woman, and you can still be a wife and not lose your identity and not lose who you are.
Right, right. And then too, for women, are we sort of unconsciously beating a man down because we make more, because we're more professional, because of maybe the status that we have?
Yeah, I think in most instances that is happening. I think for a lot of professional women, like the data a few years ago said that 42.5% of the African-American female professionals were unmarried and had never been married, okay? And
that is almost half.
Almost half.
Right, and let me tell you why this is. Because the standards are too high.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because I have friends who are unmarried. They're professionals, and I listen to what they say, and I listen to their list and their criteria of things, and a lot of my friends are Christians, and they say they want their husband to be, you know, faithful, like a Christ-like person, but underneath there comes, after that, doesn't come qualities of honesty, being trustworthy, being respectful. After that comes, and I want him to be a professional like me, and I want him to make X amount of money, and I want him to drive such and such a car, and I want him to do this, that, and everything else. And all the materialistic things flow down from the spiritual, and it strangles the spiritual.
Yes, Chantel, weigh in on that.
And we have to be realistic, Carlette. It doesn't mean accepting any old thing that comes our way.
Right.
We don't want anybody that's going to mistreat us. And, you know, so we could lower our standards without sacrificing quality and sacrificing the most important things, which is the spiritual things. You know, having someone who has good character, who will work, who has a good work ethic, someone who loves their family, and that's going to make decisions with you in mind and with your family in mind, someone that's not trying to dominate you. You know, all of those things are important, and that's more important than money. Money is important, don't get me wrong.
For sure.
But, you know, you when you love people, you work together and you grow together.
And so let me pose this question, because this has been in the news lately. Tom Cruise and his wife, Katie Holmes, divorced. And I don't want to speculate about why, because only the people in a house know why a marriage will be successful or why it hasn't been successful. But the whole idea I started thinking about, can two people from different faiths, not even just different faiths, but from the same faith but different churches, can they come together and be one successfully?
That I'm not certain of. The Bible speaks about being equally yoked. Okay, so you have to be equally yoked. You can have different churches, different perspectives. My husband and I, we don't always agree upon everything, but we agree upon what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
And uh-huh. so when I get home, I'm not Dr. Demetria, you know, Senegal Daniel. I'm Demetria, and I am submissive to my husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I fall in line with what my role is as a wife, to
right.
be submissive. And it's like, you know, you can be from different churches, but the most important thing is that you're equally yoked.
Mm-hmm. What does submissive mean to okay. you? Because that's a, you know, that's yeah. a word that a lot of people
yeah.
that,
yeah.
you know, a lot of women are saying, okay, I ain't okay, submitting to nobody.
Okay.
So what do you mean by that?
Okay. See, and that's, I'm going to go back for you. That's what it means by being equally yoked. Being equally yoked means that your husband's your future husband's in that Bible. He's learning God's word. He knows God's word. You all are on the same page, on the same accord. So you're studying God's word, and you're studying God's word together and separately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what God's word says. Being submissive doesn't mean that you're going to be a doormat to your husband and that you're
right.
going to do everything
right.
that he
right.
tells you to do.
Right.
That you're
right.
not going to question him and that you're not going to question his motives.
Because he really married
right.
a strong woman probably if he
right.
married you in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he knows that. And
right.
he knows what he got into. And I know what I got into too. And so, you know, being submissive doesn't mean being a doormat. Being submissive means being respectful towards your husband and understanding that, you know, he's making these decisions because he's making these decisions for a reason. He is head of household. That is how it's supposed to be. That is how it was designed.
I can hear, I can see those, I can see those fingernails on the wall right now.
You know,
a lot of women, Chantel, don't really agree with that, though.
Yes, because they don't understand their role.
That's right.
Ooh.
They don't understand their role. We have to understand our role mm-hmm. as women and as wives. Mm-hmm. And the Bible speaks that we are helpmeets. And mm-hmm. simply, what that means is that we will help our husband meet whatever God has given him to accomplish.
That's right. mm-hmm.
When and we're not talking about, when we say submit, we're submitting to our husband as he submits to God.
Right.
If he's lazy,
but what about that woman? But what about
anything?
That woman that says my husband ain't submitted to God?
He ain't. Well, that's a different story.
He's crazy.
Okay. That's a different story.
Okay.
And like I said, it goes back to being equally
yoked.
You know,
yes.
if you're the woman in the household and you've submitted to God,
mm-hmm.
you know, you pray that you go to God and you ask God to give your husband some wisdom, some discernment, and so that your husband may go to God and do what God would have him do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you're the woman in the family and you know your husband's on the wrong track and he hasn't submitted to God, then I'm not telling you to go against what your husband says, but you know what God's word says, and you are to ultimately submit
yes.
to God.
Let's
yes.
keep it here. Let me get a quick break. We're going to come back with more of this titillating conversation right after this. Stay on point.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Don't forget, it's happening today in Marksville, Louisiana. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the show. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. For more information about the screenings that we talk about all the time that prevent stroke and aneurysms and blockage, the number to phone for that information is 318-442-0106. As the 4th of July is heating up, it is heating up in the studio. We are getting our morning started with real women, real conversation, and just putting it out there. You know what? We say it all the time. Take what you like and leave the rest. But it's just food for thought. And I don't think that anybody's way is necessarily the way. It's just a way. We're talking about women now and relationships, and we were talking about, you know, submission and what that means. And I can hear a lot of women in the spirit realm saying that you don't know my husband, you don't know my story, and you're right, sister, we don't. But there are some very specific things about what God says about it. And we were talking during the break, when you're going through these situations, who do you seek advice from?
I think the most, the most helpful people would be those people that have been doing it for years and doing it successfully for years. So I would say spiritually grounded couples, maybe in your church, definitely marriage counselors. But you have to be careful because just talking to anybody, everybody does not have your best interest at heart, and everybody has not been in or through the experience.
Have you experienced that, Chantel, where maybe you were talking to somebody or seeking advice and maybe they didn't have your best interest at heart?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just had to be sensitive to that, understand what was going on, and I just decided to take another route so that I could get the help or the counseling that I needed.
Mm-hmm. And yes. What about those women that ultimately look to their pastor? What do we say about that? Is that a good place to look?
Looking to the pastor for marital counseling and for counseling, and sometimes to help you spiritually discern what the Word of God is saying, is not a bad idea. It's actually a good idea. But I would encourage these women that, you know, when you go to your pastor, you have to also realize that the pastor is a man, and he is flawed, as we all are flawed, and that he will give you spiritual advice, but it's up to you to go into God's word and to see what God's word says about your particular problem, because ultimately that Bible is your instruction for life while you're here on earth. It is your instruction manual, and everything, that every conflict that you go through is addressed in God's word.
Absolutely.
You know, you can go to your pastor, because it's a good place to go to start, because then he can give you scriptures that you can meditate on.
Right. And the word tells us to seek godly counsel.
Exactly.
But what about seeking counsel from our girlfriend, Chantel?
You've got to be careful. Oh, yeah. You've got to be careful, because not all of our girlfriends may be married.
That's right.
Not all of our girlfriends may be married with the type of husband that you have. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful. You know, everybody's perspective is different. Everybody belief system is different. We're all unique in our thinking and how we handle situations and how we approach situations. So you just have to be careful with that.
Go ahead.
Add to what Chantel's saying, you know, as human beings, we do something subconsciously called projection. It's a psychological term. And what it means is basically that you're talking to your girlfriend, and as you're talking to her, she's talking to you. She's saying, yeah, I've been through that same situation. And while she's speaking to you, she is actually telling you what's going on, what happened in her situation, and she's projecting, adding to your situation some of the situations that she's had in her situation that you may not have in your situation, which may then again confuse and make your situation more difficult than what it is.
She's speaking from her experience.
And your situations may be similar, but once again, your husband's not like her husband.
Right.
You don't think the way that she thinks. So she's kind of mapping on her thinking and her husband's thinking onto your situation. So that's why you have to be careful in going to your girlfriend for advice. And, you know, I agree totally with what Chantel said. You have to go to a couple that's spiritually grounded and that has been doing this for a long time, because, you know, they've gone through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, they've made it through. And for most couples who have been married for, you know, a long period of time, they will tell you, you know, my strength didn't come from, you know, leaning on my husband, leaning on my girlfriend, leaning on this person or that person. My strength came from leaning on God and his word.
Right. And so as people who are getting advice, should we listen more, you think? When people are asking for our advice, should we be listening more?
I think we should be listening more so that we don't project the wrong thing to the people who are seeking our advice. We should listen. We should ask questions, get an understanding as to what's going on, so that when we do give them advice, it's sound advice that they could take and that is going to produce positive results. And then you have to be careful, because everybody's motives, you have to be careful with their motives, because that person may not want to see your marriage flourish. They may not want to see you blessed. So you just have to, you have to be very...
Does that, Chantel, go back to jealousy again?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Wow.
So,
that goes back to jealousy, because look, not everybody who's your friend is going to be happy for you.
Yes.
Okay. And unfortunately,
that's tough. That's tough to hear.
That's tough.
That's the truth.
It's right. It's tough to hear, but you know, everybody that's with you is not necessarily for you.
That's right.
And you just have to be very, you have to discern. You have to have that keen spirit of discernment.
Do we tolerate those people just because, even though we know that maybe they're not necessarily for us, do we just tolerate them inherently?
We do, but you have to understand that, you know, we're all at different stages of our walk in our lives, and you know, the married couple that's been, you know, stable for 22, 30 years plus, they tolerated us.
Humility,
you know? They tolerated us. Yeah, you tolerate somebody else, but you realize that, you know, if they're giving you advice that's not sound, that you don't follow that advice, that you go to God's word, that you speak to the pastor, that you speak to someone who has sound advice or who has had experience, you know.
Right.
Going
in that area.
In that area.
Right. And I think, you know, the whole idea and the whole really sort of perspective of the conversation is to just put things out there, because these are things that people are thinking about. Right. We may not necessarily be talking about them, but I believe unless and until we become truly open and truly, truly honest. Mm-hmm. See, this is an issue, and I'm dealing with it myself. Mm-hmm. Honesty. Are we really, really mm-hmm. being truthful to yeah. ourselves and to the people that we love? And, mm-hmm. you know, when we come back, I want to talk about honesty. Are we really, really being honest? Mm-hmm. Be honest and ask yourself that honest question mm-hmm. while we go to break. Stay on point.
Brilliant, my love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you.
Attention, Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions, healthcare services, people care by caring people, Darlene St. Romain. Darlene, happy 4th of July to you and your family. I know you guys are doing it big down in Goodo. Is it Goodo or Big Cane? Big Cane, Big Cane. I bet they're putting some deer meat on the grill and some quail. DC said, I don't know, though. They got that body by vibe. Well, happy holidays to you. But Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, you can phone them at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas. The number is 337-942-9939. And, of course, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. Southwest Beverage. For more information about their safety messages, please log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. And let me just say, I was in the beauty salon yesterday. Kudos to Be Unique Hair Salon, Nora Clayton and Brittany. They absolutely rock. Got my new weave working, got some bangs working, so I got to see how the new do works. But Be Unique Hair Salon, my girl. Here's the number for an appointment. It's 318-442-7204. Real women, real conversation. It is hot on this 4th of July weekend, or weekday, Wednesday. And joined by Demetria Senecal Daniel and yep. Chantel Harrell. Great conversation, ladies. And we were talking before the break about relationships and the whole gamut of that. But, you know, I want to switch gears a little bit, and I want to go back again to shifting, because people are shifting right now. They're shifting in their relationships. They're shifting in their jobs. Mm-hmm. They're shifting in their thought process. They're mm-hmm. shifting in many, many different ways. And in the shift, we really, really want to encourage people to use wisdom, because yes. See, there are forces out there that'll tell you to shift out of your marriage. Now I'm not talking about women mm-hmm. that are being abused or women that are in harrowing situations. In many cases, we do have to pray and we have to make some shift. But I'm talking about shifting because he doesn't make me happy anymore. Shifting because we're at odds with each other. Mm. You know, you're going to have some good times and you're going to have some not so good times. So as we are wrapping up the show this morning, you know, we have all really sort of weighed in on, you know, the shift and the changes in relationships, and nobody's saying that we're right. This is just, as a newism would go, this is what we think, feel, and believe personally. Mm-hmm. But Chantel, mm-hmm. I want you to just weigh in for those people right now, because I know that part of what you do is really just empower people to live and be better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the things I do want people to remember as we leave today, Carlette, is not to get lost in the shift. Shift in God's timing. Shift toward those things that are going to add value to your life. Shift to the right things in life. Not just to do something, not just because I think, mm-hmm. but shift in God's timing and towards those things that's going to add value and that's going to bring you one step closer or propel you into your purpose. That's so powerful. Don't get lost in the shift.
That's powerful. And let me just say, because I was saying, and I've made this confession after reading The Shift, Beverly Flaxington is the author. You should get this book. I'm not getting a dime to promote it, but it is just one of those reads that I believe will change your life. And I have had to admit that many of the things that I have done are in a vacuum. And what that means is that you don't think the whole thing through. And I think that shifting with purpose and shifting, how did you say, Chantel? Shift
towards those things that are going to add value and bring you closer to your purpose.
Absolutely. And so as you're shifting, don't shift in the vacuum. Mm-hmm. Don't shift. And I don't want to say women, but I'll say me, because I know me. But many of us shift in a vacuum. Demetria, we don't think through the thing. We don't think around the thing.
Exactly.
And being that you're one of those people that is, you're precise in knowing, you know, you have to be in such precision right. with what you do. Mm-hmm. How do we shift with precision, you think?
To add to what Chantel said, you shift in precision by taking your gifts and your talents that God has given you and wait on his timing. Mm-hmm. Study mm-hmm. his word.
Mm-hmm.
Digest his word. Meditate on his word mm-hmm. and allow him to make those shifts for you in the appropriate timing, which is his time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love what Chantel said. God will supply, but you must apply.
That's right.
Knowledge
That's
from her mom. Now, Letticy is going to be on the show this week. Her book is called Better Than All Right, Finding Peace, Love, and Power. And one of the things that she did in the book is she made the book interactive, and I want you guys to get interactive with yourselves and with our audience today. And one of the things that she said, Chantel, mm-hmm. and I want you to complete this sentence, what I believe is...
What I believe is everything that God says.
Mm.
Everything that he says to me personally, everything he said in his word, and everything that he says about what is to come. I believe it.
Wow. And for you, Demetria, what I believe is what?
What I believe is what God tells me my purpose and my destiny is. It's different from anyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
What I believe is that what he purposed and put in my heart, he will bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
What I believe mm-hmm. is that he loves me. Mm-hmm. And through that love, he will give me the direction that I need, and he will bring me to the places that I need to be at the appropriate time when I need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Choose mm-hmm. to do his will. And what I believe personally as a physician is that he has put me here to be his hands and to be mm-hmm. his heart and to teach his people love through medicine.
Wow, and through healing.
And through healing, yes.
Y'all, this has been an incredible journey this 4th of July morning. Mm-hmm. Demetria, thank you. Mm-hmm. Chantel, thank you. You guys.
Thank you.
You guys rock.
Excellent job.
Absolutely. And this is what I want to say to all of our listeners this morning. I want you to complete this sentence, but I don't want you to complete it in your head. I want you to write it down. What I believe is. Because what you believe will take you on a spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to write down what you believe that God is saying and imparting in your spirit. I really, really hope that as you are enjoying your family, your friends, Independence Day, I hope that you will ponder and at some point write down what you believe about what God is saying about you, what he is saying about the gifts and the talents that lay within. We have been cracking up about what God said to us, all three of us, as little girls. We believe that even today, even years later, as we have not seen the total and complete manifestation. And let me tell you something.
On the way.
David and Carlette Christmas wake up every single morning with a zeal, a zest, to do what we believe that God is calling us to do. And that is to encourage you, to uplift you, and enlighten you. God gave us that mission so clearly and so plainly. And I want to articulate it every single day. And we do that through the power of information. And I tell you, I promise you, if you will open up your heart to information, to reading, to learning, to thinking outside of the box, you will be better. The more knowledge, the more information, the more powerful, the mo' better. The mo' better you're going to be. I love it. I want to remind everybody that the first annual Arts and Music Festival is happening in Marksville. It is going to be a grand time. We encourage you to go down and have a great time. Chubby Carrier is going to be down there with Zydeco. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we want you to be safe. We want you to not drink and drive. And we want to encourage you to write down and to ponder what you believe is. Thank you so much. You guys are incredible. You're the best listening audience. And we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network, because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Thank you for being on point. Have a great and a safe 4th of July. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Ladies, thank you guys again. You were incredible. Man, this was great.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage